When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Anti-war protests continue to rock college campuses. The South is experiencing rapid sea level rise. And a vegan cheese is causing a real stink. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Monday, April 29th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. Hundreds more people were arrested at college protests against the Israel-Gaza war. At least 900 people have been arrested at protests on college campuses over the last 11 days. An encampment at Columbia University and a police crackdown earlier this month has sparked a protest movement across the country. Hundreds more arrests were made at protests at Indiana University, Northeastern, Arizona State, and other campuses over the weekend. The protesters are demanding a ceasefire in Gaza and for their universities to divest or cut financial ties with Israel. Here's former Columbia University student Daria Liza Avila Chevalier, who spoke to the Associated Press. She's been supporting student demonstrators at Columbia.
The administration, President Shafiq, they could end this today by meeting the students' demands. They're not unreasonable demands. They've met these demands before with regards to South African apartheid divestment, with regard to private prison divestment, with regard to fossil fuel divestment or thermal coal divestment. And so I think that it's not a matter of if the university is going to divest, but rather when. And for them to continue to hold out in this way, it only hurts them.
Number 2. World Central Kitchen will resume its operations delivering food in Gaza today. The food aid group founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres made the announcement yesterday. It had halted its work for weeks following the deaths of 7 of its workers in an Israeli strike earlier this month. That strike on aid workers sparked a global outcry. And now, international pressure is growing to secure an end to the fighting that has devastated Gaza. This week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East. He'll be working on renewed hostage release negotiations that had been stalled for months. Number 3. Tornadoes killed at least 4 people in Oklahoma. On Saturday night, a tornado outbreak leveled entire neighborhoods in several Oklahoma towns. The city of Sulphur is about 85 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. Its downtown was completely devastated. About 30 people were injured there, and one woman was killed. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt spoke to the press about the destruction in Sulphur.
What I saw downtown Sulphur, it's unbelievable. Just like that, all the tax revenue, all these businesses in downtown Sulphur just overnight have been wiped out. So we need to help Sulphur rebuild.
2 more deaths were confirmed in the nearby town of Holdenville, including a 4-month-old baby. Saturday was the 3rd day in a 4-day stretch of severe weather that also hit Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa. Multiple weather systems led to hundreds of tornado warnings stretching from Texas to Michigan. Number 4. Multiple lawsuits allege that Tesla's autopilot feature is not safe for widespread public use. At least 8 lawsuits are headed to trial in the coming year. They involve fatal or serious crashes that occurred when drivers were allegedly relying on Tesla's driving assistance technology. Autopilot controls steering, speed, and other actions typically left to the driver. The lawsuits argue that Tesla exaggerates the feature's capabilities. They claim that, as a result, the company created a false sense of complacency that led to crashes. Tesla maintains that it is not liable for the crashes, because the driver is ultimately in control of the vehicle. But that claim is coming under increasing pressure. Last week, federal regulators launched a new review of autopilot. The regulators said that they had identified 467 crashes linked to the technology. 13 of those were fatal. The American South is facing one of the most rapid sea level rises on Earth. That's our fifth story. Sea levels in the South are at least 6 inches higher than they were in 2010. That's according to measurements taken at more than a dozen tide gauges stretching from Texas to North Carolina. That change is similar to what occurred over the previous 5 decades. And a post-analysis of satellite data found that the Gulf of Mexico has experienced twice the global average rate of sea level rise since 2010. This has already caused harm to coastal communities across 8 U.S. states. It's led to bigger and more frequent flooding. It's choked septic systems, drowned wetlands, and threatened housing. Experts say the rise is irreversible, and over time, the flooding will only get worse. Number 6. Birth rates in the U.S. hit a historic low last year. Just under 3.6 million babies were born in 2023, according to provisional data from the CDC last week. That's 2% less than in 2022. The drop signals a return to the downward trend in birth rates seen before the pandemic. During the pandemic, birth rates were stable or saw a modest rise. The U.S. birth rate has generally fallen below replacement level since 1971. That refers to the fertility level needed for one generation to replace itself. There's no single agreed-upon reason for this, but experts say factors like student debt, economic uncertainty, and high housing costs may influence younger generations' decisions not to have kids. And at number 7, a vegan blue cheese caused some major drama in the cheese world. The Climax Blue is made by a company in Berkeley, California. It's made from a plant-based blend of seeds, beans, and fats. It's already seen a lot of success. It's served in several Michelin-starred restaurants. And it was about to receive another high honor. In January, after a blind taste test, it was named as a finalist in the prestigious Good Food Awards. Those awards are set to be announced today. And it turns out the Climax Blue was actually set to win. But its dreams of cheese glory came to a crashing halt last week. That's when the Good Food Foundation abruptly removed the cheese from its finalist list. It's not completely clear what happened. And there's a lot of claims flying around. Like we said, this is a big cheese drama. But we do know that traditional cheesemakers complained about the nomination. So Climax Blue will not get its prize today. But we're looking forward to the inevitable future documentary about the cutthroat world of cheese competitions. All right, you're all caught up. If you're a fan of the podcast, a great way to support our work is through a subscription to The Washington Post. Right now, a year's all-access pass is just $40. Subscribe to The Post by going to washingtonpost.com/subscribe. It will make us very, very happy, and you won't regret it. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.